It's week one of the summer session on the Bloomington campus at Indiana University. In a classroom on the third floor of the Wright Education Building, instructor Chad Lockmiller spreads materials out on two large tables. Students begin to trickle in groups of two or three. They take their seats, get out their pens. The instructor turns on his PowerPoint, clears his throat, and starts his class on their introductions.
Okay, I think we have everybody here. Why don't we just do name and which school you're at? Does that sound good? Mm-hmm. Let's start over here.
Kendra Smith, AIS Diamond.
Hannah Kirkman, AIS Diamond. Jessica Hopkins, I'm at Cedar Hall.
There's something different about this group of students. They're adults. They also already have jobs. They're all employed in the same Southern Indiana school district, the Evansville-Vanderburgh School Corporation.
And I'm terribly confused with all your names because usually there's an at EVSC something after all. I don't really know who you all are without that.
They're here to earn their principal certification. Evansville is partnering with the IU School of Education to help prepare these 25 teachers for future leadership positions within the district. IU faculty will teach courses on site in Evansville and using the university's online learning management system. On top of that, each participant will also have a field-based internship to help them address the unique challenges facing their school corporation. Lockmiller says the program is tailor-made for Evansville, giving future principals or superintendents the opportunity to target their training specifically to district initiatives and improvement efforts.
If you can have a principal who's well-trained at being able to go in and identify problems up front, implement strategies quickly, and then sustain those strategies over a period of time, monitoring their impact with data, it really allows you to make meaningful changes in the school district.
There's a lot of research pointing to school leadership as second only to classroom instruction in terms of what impacts student achievement. So finding great leaders is a priority. Finding great leaders who already know and understand the district's vision is icing on the cake. That's the benefit of the administrator training program, says Susan McDowell Riley, Evansville's director for school talent development.
We think it's important to get people that are really invested in our community and in our school district. And by finding people that are currently teaching here, we know that they have the history and the background and they understand our community. And so we think growing them as leaders is really advantageous for our community and for our students.
Other like-minded districts across the country are also tapping into their existing crop of teachers to fill management positions. The U.S. Department of Education added fuel to the concept last year when it announced the Teach to Lead initiative, a program specifically aimed at training and guiding teachers to take on leadership roles. Schools can participate by sharing ideas through online communities. Those who submit the best ideas are selected to attend regional teacher leadership summits.
I just want to know what it takes. I feel like
Kendra Smith is a social studies teacher at Evansville's Academy for Innovative Studies. Smith says she feels like she's been exposed to important aspects of the job. But
there are so many things I don't know. I don't know who I would call if a situation arose, how I would go about certain day-to-day processes, what you need to do to really unify your staff and motivate people. So I think I'm really most looking forward to all those detail things that you really don't think about unless you're in the role itself.
This is no small task. School principals wear a number of hats. They're instructional leaders, disciplinarians, budget analysts, PR experts, and facility managers. On top of all that, becoming a leader in Indiana's current educational environment can be especially challenging. Administrators take on a lot of the pressure in getting schools up to speed on new academic standards, tests, and accountability processes. That's why, Lockmiller says, training is so crucial.
And that's actually where we see a lot of principals kind of leaving the principalship, is within those first 3 years, because they burn out, they become overwhelmed, they don't know how to navigate the system.
The teachers will complete the courses required for their certification by the end of next summer. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.